A gang of seven thieves calmly walk out of a Lululemon store in New York City with about $30,000 worth of goods while security does nothing. You gotta see what the security guard does. He literally stands there. It's what he's been told to do. Hey, do your job. Don't do your job. Either way, it's all good. And this is at a high-end store in Soho and West Village. They are coming under siege from looters. That's what we're talking about today. We know this issue is ongoing. The footage in this incident is just kind of stunning. You see these folks kind of coming through the front door with a bunch of bags and stuff, and you're like, okay, yeah, that doesn't look suspicious at all, right? And then as these people are literally packing their bags with you know, thousands of dollars worth of Lululu stuff, the security guard's just literally standing right there. I mean, he could just be opening the door for these folks for, you know, all intent purposes, right? It's a wild deal. Let's take a quick look at that footage and see what that looks like. Here we go. All right. I'm going to hit this and here we go. Walking in through the front door. Got some masks on, front door. Out goes the gal ringleader. Ooh, got a big cart, just dragging something. One massive load. This guy's just going to hold it in his hands. Huge load. Okay, another guy with the bag. Another gal with a huge bag. And they are out. Okay, now here's the guy bringing up the rear. Now he's just trying to get his stuff in the bag. He's just trying to fill his bag. There he goes. Opens the door. So what just strikes me is so crazy is these security guards are there to provide security. Are they basically just there to, you know, be backup in case, you know, a shoplifter goes after one of the legit shoppers? I mean, what is their point in even being there if you're going to stand right by the door and just let people, you know, walk stuff in and out? Is it stop somebody from hammering on the front window and breaking the front door? What's the deal? I mean, what is even if the sole purpose of a store security is to, you know, keep the store secure, is letting people just walk thousands of dollars worth of leggings and shirts and whatnot from Lululemon? Does that make any sense at all? It doesn't. It doesn't to me. But then again, we're seeing this on an ongoing basis. We're seeing video of this all day long. Now, I showed and I've talked about it a ton of times. The guy in downtown Seattle trying to steal the 70-inch TV from Target, at least security gave him a little tussle. They gave him a little back and forth, right? All right, let's jump on in here. The four men and three women involved in the Lululemon robbery remain at large as the string of robberies proceed to overrun the city. Is this shocking? Why wouldn't these criminals just keep going back to the well? They got a honey hole there, right? They're just going to keep on going till they get stung, which is going to be when? Never. This includes a perilous manhunt for a robber who pulled off multiple burglaries at high-end shops in the same areas that amounts to $62,000 in stolen merchandise. So you got this one robbery, they estimated at $30,000. You got other criminals just running around, just doing their thing willy-nilly, because they know even if they get caught, it's just not going to be that big of a deal. They won't probably do any time. New York shopping districts, including Soho, have been under siege by robbers and looters in recent weeks, while law enforcement have been slammed for their lax approach to the crimes. Here in the state of Washington, we basically told our police, yeah, don't go after anybody. Don't chase anybody down. And, you know, shoplifting has become such a misdemeanor crime that, you know, the police have they have bigger fish to fry. I blame the politicians and the laws on the books and how we're handling things, not the police. The police have already got, you know, their hands full with regular crime, with regular priority one, priority two calls that they can get to. And shoplifting, unfortunately, doesn't really hit the threshold of, oh yeah, let's go do something about it. It's wild times we live in. So let's jump on in. New York City's high-end stores have become a target for looters as a gang of thieves stole $30,000 worth of clothing from upmarket sportswear brand Lululemon while a security guard stood by. Lululemon has great clothes. I don't care what you say. They've got some pretty great clothes. If you are doing anything athletic at all, coats are great. Pants are great. I wear a bunch of their joggers. Their shorts, good. Yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Seven thieves belong to be aged from 30 to 50 years old entered the store on 14th Street and 9th Avenue with empty carts and laundry bags while the guard casually glanced over as they grabbed piles of clothing on August 16th. So from the security footage, you can see where the guy's standing. He's looking right back. He's looking into the store, kind of like as you would walk into a store, you'd be facing forward, you know, desk where you pay is probably somewhere up there. Security guards looking exactly at that. And so as these people are coming with their bags, they're just like face to face with him. And he just kind of stands there and holds his hands. And this is what management has told him to do. Don't engage with anybody that is stealing our stuff. That's not your job. What is his job? What is he told to do? What is his purpose? If it's not to provide security, what are we even doing? Don't really know. Store surveillance footage showed the thieves walk in and out of the store around noon. This is lunchtime, looting thousands of dollars worth of merchandise as the seemingly unbothered guard, dressed in a white shirt and black tie, he calmly stood by and just basically, yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, is he saying hi to these people with bags full of stuff? He knows what's going on, right? And he does absolutely zero about it because that's his job as a security guard to not do anything. Why even bother? Why even bother having a security guard? I don't really know. I mean, it's got to be because if something escalates and they want to have another body there, that's his job is, now if somebody gets in a tussle in the Lululemon store, it's your job to, you know, help out until the police can get there. Something like that. But don't worry about the goods. Don't worry about the $30,000 worth of stuff that just walked out the door. What do you think happens there? Yeah. Prices on Lululemon clothes go up. Consumer ends up paying for it, right? Will they even, you know, file an insurance claim? 30 grand? Lululemon? I don't know. Does that even make sense? Maybe. But this is happening all day long, right? What's the annual amount of dollars worth of clothes that walks out of a Lululemon every year? I imagine, you know, it's different per neighborhood. But, you know, you're seeing more and more stories like this where these criminals are just so brazen in their approach. One guy that's walking out of this Lululemon store, he had like a massive bag on a rolling cart. He had it filled up and just clothes are, you know, tipping off. One guy just grabs two handfuls as he's a bigger guy and he just grabs two handfuls in his hands and, you know, just kind of walks out. You know, like when you're trying to walk you've got too many clothes in your hands and you're trying to walk to, you know, the washing machine and you don't have them in a bag or whatever. And you're like, I'm just going to lose a bunch of socks on the way down. That's the way this guy was. He just, well, if I lose a couple of shirts or whatnot, I still got two big handfuls of, you know, both arms around these handfuls of goods that he's going to sell elsewhere. One gal walked out in this little incident. One gal walked out and she got out of there kind of quick. She got out of there kind of quick, but the other ones, they just literally like they bought the stuff, you know? One guy stops right in front of the door, kind of gets his stuff together, gets it all together in his bag, puts it all in his bag, and then he just walks out, standing right in front of the security guard. It's just wild, right? The first thief left with a cart filled with goods while another struggled to put all the clothing he gathered in a bag right in front of the man who didn't move an inch. No, I guess, you know, the more I think about it, why would we expect something different to happen? This is New York City. You're not going after criminals. Not happening. The, you know, their leadership has said, yep, we're going to have we're going to come down on crime. We're going to come down on homelessness a little bit. But this is a nationwide trend that we're seeing here. The whole organized retail theft. I did a podcast last week on criminals driving rental cars, renting a car in San Francisco and then driving down to the LA area and basically going to the trailhead at, you know, super big park there, park that's got all the Grant Park, I think it was, with the Hollywood Hills sign and all kinds of trails and stuff. They just go there and go into the parking lot, huge parking lot, and pick out the rental cars. And they know people have luggage in their bags, and they just, you know, bash a window out and take the luggage and take whatever, and organized crime. Another woman ran out of the store with a filled bag. The group fled in an unknown direction. So they just kind of came in, did their thing, didn't really take too long, got as much as they could together. I mean, I'm surprised that that was 30 grand worth of clothes, but yeah, when you go shopping at Lululemon, you get a couple items and you're like, wow, that was 150 bucks. Or like that was 200 bucks. That's a lot. It's expensive stuff. Don't get me wrong. But I think a lot of it is, it's pretty cool stuff. And, you know, for a big brand, you know, it's decent. So the four men and three women involved in that robbery, they're still at large. They're still running around. We got a string of robberies in New York City that are continuing to overrun the city. This includes a perilous manhunt for a robber who pulled off multiple burglaries at high-end shops in the same areas. It amounted to $62,000 in stolen merchandise. You got $100,000 between this Lululemon little jailbreak deal there. And then this guy has been breaking into stores, and he's kind of well known. I've been following that story as well. New York City's shopping districts, including Soho, have been under siege by robbers and looters in recent weeks, while law enforcement have been slammed for their lax approach to the crimes. All right. They're basically told, don't go after people, you know, and why would they go after people when we've made, you know, what used to be greater crimes into misdemeanors and we're just not really prosecuting anybody anymore. We've given a green light to thieves like this that are just, no, let's just go in and steal stuff because they're not doing anything. You know, it's like fair game. It's just like it's open warfare on stores in general. Closed caption TV showed the unidentified thief breaking into a rag and bone shop at 104 Christopher Street on July 14th. He made away with $7,900 worth of clothing. $7,900 worth of clothing. What is he selling that on the black market for? Is it $500? Is it a grand? I don't know. I'd love to know, what do you get? Pennies on the dollar, obviously, because you got to have that markup for somebody else to be able to make money selling it on the other side. So what do you get for going in for, you know, big handful of clothing like that? The risk is worth the reward, apparently. Crime does pay. Let's not confuse that, right? So the suspect linked, we're talking about closed caption TV, the rag and bone $7,900 thieving event. The suspect lurked outside the store's front entrance before he shoved the glass frame and crawled inside the store. He then filled up a trash bag full of clothes before walking out with any alarms going off. The burglary lasted for 5 minutes, according to NBC New York. Why would you break into a store after hours if you could walk in on your lunch break at noon, grab a bunch of stuff, and then just go with zero consequences? And that's literally what's happening, right? It's happening left and right. Police describe the suspect as a black man in his mid-30s, possibly 35 years old, 5'7" tall, and roughly 180 pounds. He was seen additional footage stealing $3,400 worth of clothing at Meerman Shoes. He's just going in and just taking stuff left and right. And then we got a bunch of other stores that it's happening to. There's kind of a string of well-known stores in this neighborhood. I looked at a map and I'm like, yeah, those are pretty closely bunched together. And here's that map. You got a Lululemon. You got Loro Piana, Christian Louboutin. Most of these I don't know. Rag and Bone I've heard of. Scotch and Soda. Meerman Shoes. Bonobos. I don't know that one. They're within blocks of each other. Some of these stores are really close together. A couple of them are probably, they look like side by side. But it's this area where folks are just going in. It's, you know, more upper end area. And you've got a high concentration of stores like this. So the thieves are just, you know, like moths to light, right? You have that one window open and you think, I'm going to close that later. And you got a bunch of lights in your house and it gets dark. And all of a sudden I left that window open, didn't I? A bunch of moths are just hovering around. You got to kill them. Got to kill those creatures because, yeah, don't want them flying around. Now, they usually just end up in my house kind of dead on the windowsill. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that time. The suspect's most profitable burglary was on July 17th when he stole an estimated $26,500 in clothing from Christian Louboutin. $26,500 worth of clothes in one fell swoop. That's insane. We've had footage here from, was it the Gucci store? I think it was Louis Vuitton. And somebody just bashed in the door, ran in, grabbed as much as they could, ran back out. You know, at least those guys aren't going in at noon, right? They're making a little bit of effort. What shocked me with this Lululemon is how little effort it took for these thieves to just saunter in there. You know, a couple of them kind of hustled their way out, but they weren't sprinting. They were like a fast shuffle. And a couple of them were like, I don't want to lose any of my stuff. And, you know, they're trying to reel it in as they're walking out. And the guy literally takes a bunch of stuff that's kind of flailing around and starts to shove it back down in the bag. And he's like a few feet away from the security guard. Security guard's just standing there with his hands down and just looking around. And he's going, I'm getting paid. And those guys are stealing thousands of dollars worth of stuff. God bless America. Right? I mean, what else could you say at that point? It's wild. So every break-in took place, when talking about the series of break-ins by the one dude, 3 weeks, they took place during a 3-week span starting July 3rd through July 20th, 23rd. So it's like a 20-day window, as the thief would always burst into stores with no customers or staff around. Why do that when you can do it with both staff and customers? You don't have to, you know, be up on charges for vandalism or anything like that. You just walk in, calmly steal your stuff, walk out. It's what we're doing. I mean, this is literally what we're watching here. Police also revealed that the only store where the suspect didn't steal from was the Loro Plana Boutique on 9th Avenue. So there's like a handful of these really kind of bougie stores, right? That was the only one that didn't get hit. Wonder what was the deal there? Happenstance? They were too busy stealing from other stores? Ran out of time? Had to, you know, I got 9 out of the 10 stores. The 10th, I'll be back for that one in a year or so. I mean, you don't want to overstay your welcome. But like, what if this group of thieves, like just every day went back to this store? You know, how long would it take for them to, you know, maybe get a policeman to come? Around noon, could you guys swing on by? I mean, yeah, right? I mean, these thieves are just so emboldened as to running in, doing their thing, getting the heck out of there, not even getting the heck out of there all that fast. Just some wild, wild footage. So, oh man, I don't think this is going the right direction for any time soon. It's just not. I mean, you're going to have a big crackdown? What's that going to look like? You don't have enough cops as it is. New York City, they got a lot of cops. But, you know, crime levels have elevated as well. Here in Seattle and Portland, we don't have enough police officers. So we couldn't really do a crackdown. I mean, we've tried in certain areas, you know, where you've got that one block that's just crazy with stolen goods and drugs and people just doing all kinds of nutty stuff. We've had emphasis, you know, patrols on that kind of thing. But you're talking about individual stores kind of in an area here in New York City. And how are you going to stop that? You're going to just have a police officer outside each store? That's not viable. It's just not viable. So what are you going to do? You got to get these guys. When you got camera footage and you match that up, I talked a while ago about Portland identifying the 200 basically high utility offenders. Was that our term? Yeah, I think low utility offenders is what we're going to do for t-shirts, which is, you know, somebody who doesn't offend. But the high one, the ones that are using the system a lot. It's one thing to identify them. It's another to build a massive case, and it's another to convict them in the court of law. So it's one thing, I guess, to understand who it is that's doing them. But then you got to take that information, and somebody set me straight on this, and thank you to the person who did, and you know who you are, longtime veteran of police force. He basically said, hey, you know, we know who does a lot of this stuff, but building a case, that's wildly different. So that's kind of the push, is you got to start building cases against these folks, and that's going to take time. And right now, like, these people just running out of Lululemon, and apparently they've got the time, because not even the security guard's doing a darn thing about it, right? He's basically just told to do his job, let him take their stuff out the door. I guess that's just where we're at, and that's what we're doing in 2022. I find it wildly shocking. Maybe I shouldn't, but I just do, and it's just, oh man, don't want to see that happen, because it just means this is a free-for-all. And you know what? This is a free-for-all, and I'll keep covering it. Thanks for being here. We'll catch up on the next one. Talk then. Bye for now.